So after a person does a bedika, so the Chazal spoke about the issue of bedika, you don't want that there's chametz afterwards being spread around, which would then negate the accomplishment of the bedika. So the person has to put it away in a place where it's, Chazal were concerned about the possibility of achborim. Achborim come in two forms. They come in the four-legged form and they come in the two-legged form if you have young children. Taking things around where somewhere you would not then want them to go. So you have to put it away and say, if you know that you're matzniya, then it's not going to cause an issue of a bedika acheres. The prima gadam clears that this when Chazal gave this, with the Chazal saying that it's a chiv gomer, and if you don't do that, you have negated your status here bedika, or just saying it's an eitz tayra kamashu alon to do this in case there shouldn't be any potential problem. But the ma'isa is brought down a halacha like that. After you do the bedika, a person has to say a bittul. Right away, you should say a bittul. At that point in time, it's not the bittul of the chometz which you know about, which you're still planning to eat, because you're still planning to eat that chometz the next day. But you're about to the chometz which that you is in your possession, which you have not seen. Eventually, the next day, and that's really the ikar bittul is done then. Right after the bedika process, one explanation is we said the bracha of al bir chametz. So we said the bracha beforehand of al bir chametz. Really, bedika is not really beer. So one pshat is to say it's the bedika process, which eventually will be the beer tomorrow. So really, you're making a bracha on the bedika now and the beer tomorrow. One of the suggestions also was that you're going to be doing after bedika, you're doing bittul right away. So there is a beer which is going to happen. That the Ran says in the beginning of the Masechta that you can be mekayim in the mitzvah of Tashbisu in one of two forms, either through bedika and beer, destroying it. And the Torah says that there can't be any chometz in your rishus, so that the point of the Torah was that it's not just the chometz that you see, but it means that the sitzer by Rabbi Yomotze indicates it can't be any chometz in your rishus, so you have a chiv to see what's there and destroy it. That's all part of the mitzvah. Or alternatively, you can be mekayim through the process of bittul. Chazal did not rely on bittul alone because of different concerns, but you're mekayim your mitzvah of beer when you do the bittul afterwards. Since the idea of bittul is a declaration of intent, so if a person doesn't understand what they're saying, they're not going to accomplish the concept of bittul. It's not like, you know, saying part of tefillah, which, you know, it's better to know what it means. But the ma'isa, the words of tefillah have a certain effect over here. The idea is this is a declaration of intent. You need to know what you're saying. So, on the other hand, the Lashonis, Lashon, which we receive the Nusach, which is Aramaic, the words have a very specific translation. So sometimes it's better, you know, can we translate exactly perfectly? What exactly is Chamir and Chamiya, etc.? So it's kedai to say it in both the Lashon of Aramaic and then also say it in the language that you understand. There's a shah in the girsa, if it's the correct girsa. So we have the girsa, it says, Liboto will a heavy ka'afra the arum. Or it's the correct girsa, Liboto will a heavy hefker ka'afra the arum. And this really is a machlekes, telling the machlekes rishonim, how does the process of bittul work? Does bittul work, the ikra of bittul is hefker, that you're being mafkerit. So then, obviously, the phrase "libotul heavy hefker kafir dara" makes a lot of sense. Then the word hefker, you know, why? Then the question is, why is it kafir dara? It should be hefker. You know, there's many things which are hefker which aren't kafir dara. Or is the point of bittul is it's we've created an attitude that this thing is unimportant to me, it's insignificant to me, it's worthless to me. And therefore, I'm not over the Isser, because the Isser is maintaining chometz with an intent towards having a chashivas for it and using it. So then the main point is it should be like dirt. It's worthless to me. So it's a declaration of ka'afra da'ara. That would explain why you say ka'afra da'ara, but you wouldn't really need the word hefker. So my star nusach is to say hefker. Which because we're questioned for those shittas which that the ikra of the bittul is the idea of being mafkar. Why can't they be both?
You can make some hefker that is kafir.
That is true, but why would I need to be mafkar kafir dar? Let's say mafkar is not like kafir dar. I have a car, I'm after the car. You know, I'm saying, I mean, I don't need the car anymore. Let anybody take it. I didn't say it's after. After the haro, it's a car. But it's a car which is hefker, right? So Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the word hefker. I'm not sure what the Sfaradim do. Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Mishnah Berurah brings Shartzi and says that you should say hefker. By daytime, we do the beer, and we say a bittel a second time. Afterwards, the second time you say the bittel, you want to include any chametz which potentially is there, because this point in time it's going to be you're not saving any chametz at that point in time. Any chametz which you've sold, you should have been sold at that point in time. Every time you say it, you have to make sure that you say it before the end of the zman of Isser, the Isser of Hano. So, on the other hand, when you do the beer, you want to do the beer and chametz. You want to make them. According to the Shita, that you're mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu by burning it. You want to mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu with chametz, which you have a chiyuv to do that. If you're mafkin ready, you have no chiyuv to do that. So you want to start the beer process with chametz that which is yours, and after you've done the beer process of burning it, you would make this declaration of the bittel being mafkin and being mevatel any chametz that you have. Similarly, for that purpose, when we do the beer, some of the suggests that you don't want to do it in such a way that you're making the chametz inedible and therefore not chayiv in beer. The Mishnah talks about if you have chametz which is inedible, it's not chayiv in beer. So one of the ways if you want to burn chametz, if chametz doesn't burn easily, douse it with kerosene and it'll burn very nicely. But you're possibly not chayiv in beer at that point in time by dousing it in kerosene, lighter fluid. So you want to be a good Boy Scout and see if you can make a fire without lighter fluid. So that's, you want to know why we go to the Boy Scouts, that's why we go to the Boy Scouts. But again, the ikur of the bittel is belayla, so we can't rely on the bittel in the day. The ikur bittel really is the chometz that you didn't see, because the chometz you did see you're going to burn, etc. Let's say a person finds chometz in the middle of Pesach. So theoretically, a person finds chometz, he has a chi of beer. If he's done bittel already, so he's not over this on this chametz. On the other hand, because there's still a chiyuv. Once you have the chametz, there's a chiyuv of beer. So nafkamina like this on Chol HaMoed, the nafkamina. You have to do beer on it. The shal is yomtiv. So in a situation on yomtiv, chametz is muksa on yomtiv because you can't. It has no use. It's a worthless, useless item. On yomtiv becomes muksa. Yomtiv Shabbos. If you're going to be over the Isser, you're being over the Isser, so you have a chiyuv to get it to be mafker, to get it out of your rishus, to do something with it. On the other hand, if you're not being over anything, because really, then you've done bittel already, so then you really shouldn't do anything to it. You should just cover it over. Since we've done bittel, we just cover it over and we don't do anything to it. Wait till after Shabbos or Yantim is over to then take care of it. There's an interesting question which comes up. Nowadays, we sell our chametz to the goy. So in the star of the chametz you have, maybe the chametz you've listed specifically, and we also have, besides that, we have this general statement, any chametz that I have in my possession should also be sold to the goy. Okay, so now I open up my stroller on Yom Tov, and I see there, and I forgot that there's a bag in there with a roll in it. Right? So I say, oh, no problem, great, mitzvah beer chametz, I'm going to go and make a big fire, Chol HaMoed, and burn my, excuse me, it's the goy's chametz. You're burning somebody else's chametz. You sold it to him. Right? So if it's really a sale, so you can't burn it. So this is a question which is raised by the Achronim, the Poskim nowadays, now that we've had this whole concept of Mechira. And there definitely are Poskim which say that you can't burn it. What you should do is take it and put it together with wherever you've designated the area for the Goy's Chometz, wherever that's going to be, is to put it there. On the other hand, if someone it's clearly that it would be worthless to the goy, he really wouldn't be makbid on the one third of the donut, the bit which is left over there, and the stroller which your kid has been munched, chopped on. Mistam, he's not really interested in being makbid if you get rid of it. You probably should get rid of it at that point in time. So you would do a process of destroying it. Just for a piece of advice, if you want to burn your chametz well, but you don't want to use kerosene, If the chametz is dry, first of all, chametz, if you have chametz which is wet, you let it dry, put it out of the day, but beforehand, let it dry out. You know, that's one piece of advice. The second piece of advice is you can take oil, cooking oil, and put on it, you know, like, you know, vegetable oil or olive oil, whatever it is, and that burns well. It's oil, and it burns, but it doesn't make it inedible. So it might smell like an Israeli salad afterwards. You might smell like an Israeli salad afterwards, right? But or a fast food place. But what you can do is you can take some newspapers and soak them in oil, in the cooking oil, for a few days beforehand, and they should become absorb all of that, and then you put it in a big tray, and you light the newspaper so that acts as a fuel to get a good fire going. You just make sure that if it's too compacted, you end up with not getting any air in there. So you have to make sure that it's like separate pieces a little bit. You get good air in there, you have a good fuel for a good fire, and it goes for a while. You can really burn your chametz well. Okay, Bezim tomorrow. I just want to go through a few things in the gate, just the bachurim in the dorm, and then we'll. As I said, tomorrow's Tuesday, so we have Wednesday and Thursday. We'll talk about some halachas about matzahs.